College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anytime I see folks doing good in the community, I like to shine a spotlight on them, especially when they are helping young people. I just heard about this new organization, a new initiative, and I want to make sure you all know about it. The grand opening is today. One of the organizers just walked off stage and is kind enough to join us. This is called the Man Up Club, and I'm talking to Corey Dean from that organization. Thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Absolutely. It's such a pleasure to be here with you.
Now, talk to me about the Man Up Club, because, listen, you just opened. I don't know a lot about it, but when I saw the work that you're proposing to do on Facebook and what your goals are, some of the initiatives that you're going to put in place, I thought, I got to find out more, because this looks like an amazing undertaking. And I definitely want to use my platform to help you promote it and to be a part of it.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, there's a lot going on, and there's a major expansion, and you're absolutely right. Today is our grand opening. It's going on right now. We started at 11:30 this morning. It'll be open houses until 2:30. And then if there's any young black males or young men of color between the ages of 13 and 24 who are looking for a mentor or a safe place to congregate and really just basically take them from being a boy to a man and just learn discipline and all sorts of lessons about life, this is the place to do it. And they can come here today at 3:00 and sign up to become new members of our new facility. And it's located at 1018 North 5th Street in the North Loop of Minneapolis. And so we're extremely excited about that.
Okay. Now, for folks who are hearing for the first time, the Man Up Club, what is the Man Up Club and how did you get started?
So the Man Up Club is a mentor leadership organization for young black males between the ages of 13 and 24. We mentor in four distinct areas, which is life skills, social skills, academic discipline, and civic responsibility. And so we have three main goals within our organization, and that is to get them to graduate from high school, to stay out of the prison pipeline, and to get them to go on to college or to have a trade after high school. I started the Man Up Club in 2012 as an after-school program, and it just developed from there. We knew we had something special when we saw the suspension, in-school suspension rates go down and the mm-hmm. out-of-school suspension rates go down, and then we saw the graduation rate come up, and we saw all sorts of things between young black males and the administrative relationships get better and what have you. And so from there, we decided that we wanted to take it out of that particular school, and we wanted to have it exposed to everybody. And so that's when we became nonprofit. So we started in 2012, became a nonprofit in 2015, 501c3. So now we're in a position where we partner with churches, we partner with schools, we partner with local businesses and other nonprofit organizations. And, you know, we have so many different programs that we offer. One of the programs in our new facility is we offer a culinary arts program for young men who want to learn how to cook or want to be a chef. We have a music production program where if they want to learn music production, if they want to learn songwriting, or if they want to know how to write and produce music, we can teach them that. We also have a health and wellness program with a full fitness center where they can come in and get trained on how to take care of themselves physically and mentally. We also have a meditation room for them. We do field trips. We have a program called Permission to Grieve, where if they've suffered a loss, and we know a lot of young men who, you know, who are grieving, and, you know, they keep it inside and it comes out in other negative ways. And so we want to get ahead of that. And so once a month we offer that Permission to Grieve program. There are so many different programs that we offer these young men, because what we want to do is we want to build a holistic approach of developing them. And so we do the one-on-one as well as the group mentoring. We also do tutoring, and people can volunteer to come in and tutor and work with these young men and mentor these young men or donate. We also have a suit-up program where you can donate suits to these young men. We believe that every young man should have at least one suit in their closet. So just a multiplicity of programs that we offer here within the Man Up Club, and we're just trying to do our part to make sure that we are, you know, helping to reduce crime and violence and to give these young men a real opportunity at life and success.
I have not met anyone who has any children in this program, but I can just imagine that the parents are so grateful for your organization. What's been the feedback from parents whose children are a part of what you're doing?
They are ecstatic. You know, we get inundated with calls every day from parents who want their young men to become a part of the Man Up Club. And believe it or not, 80% of the young men who are members of our program are fatherless. And so we get a lot of single mothers who call, who want help, you know, with their sons. And you know, we take pride in being father figures to these young men. And so, you know, we have a young man who, and this is an interesting story. We have a young man who's been in our program for 7 years. His uncle was named Jamar Clark, who was murdered by the Minneapolis police. And when that young man was grieving from that tragic situation, his mother brought him to our program. He stood on the wall. He didn't want to be a part of it. And, of course, he was heartbroken and, you know, very stern and closed off. But we said some things that was in one of our sessions that caught his attention. And he ended up, and tears just started to roll down his face. And fast forward to today, 7 years later, the same young man is in this space today right now. And he's actually, we just brought him on and hired him. And he's going to be one of the lead facilitators of the Man Up Club. And so that's a story where, you know, we've had a young man be a part of our Start With Our program and come full circle. Full circle meaning that he came in our program, he went through the program, we've been able to hire him on as a part of the program to be a leader. And so the parents, you know, parents, they're calling all the time and they're really happy about what we're doing.
All right. Now, you got to tell me, you have so many opportunities for people to volunteer. You've got the program with the suits. People can come in. I know you're specifically micro-targeting young African-American boys. So what kind of volunteers are you looking for? Can white folks volunteer? Can white women? Can white men? How can the folks who listen to the Good Neighbor Station help? Because I want to make sure that, you know, people don't hear this and say, well, you know, it's not me. They don't want me. I'm a white guy. I'm a white woman. I'm retired. You know, I want to make sure that we, you know, check all the boxes, because I don't want anybody to have any excuse to say, you know, it is the holiday season. I've got extra time. I love what this program is all about. But you know what? It's not in my wheelhouse because they're only helping young black men.
Yeah. So let me be clear. Our target is young black males because of the issues and the situation and circumstances that they deal with from a disadvantaged standpoint, and that's what we've been called to, which is to serve those particular young men. However, who can help and be a part of that? Anybody who has a heart to see a young man successful. So it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what your gender is. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what your economic status is. Doesn't matter what your political affiliation or your religious affiliation. As long as you have a heart and you want to give and you want to uplift young men who are in poverty and who are struggling and who are disadvantaged, we would love to have your help. And as you mentioned, there are so many ways in which you can volunteer and be a part of what we're doing. And we would love to have you do that. A volunteer, you know, whether that's coming in and sharing a meal or helping cook or coming in and helping tutor or donating a suit or chaperoning on a field trip or wanting to take young men out on a field trip. So there are so many ways in which you can be a part of what we're doing. And you can also you can partner with us and be a giver or a monthly donor or what have you. We're open. All we want to do is just love on these young men and give them an opportunity to be successful. And we'd love to lock arms with the community and do it.
Okay, you've got the grand opening. It is today until 3 o'clock. Tell people where they can go so that they can connect with you, because a lot of our listeners are out. They're shopping for Small Business Saturday, and it is a beautiful day to get out and meet new friends and make new connections.
Absolutely. So we are located in North Loop of Minneapolis. The address is 1018 North 5th Street, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 554-11. That's our address, and you'll see the balloons and you'll see the young men's faces on the building. We want you to come on in. We're serving you a gourmet meal. And you can walk through and check out the space, talk to some of the young men, talk to some of the parents, see the programs that we're offering, talk to some of the instructors. Everyone's here, and it goes until, like you said, until 3 o'clock. But then also at 3 p.m., that's when we're going to have young men around the city who want to be a part of the program to come in and register. So if there's any young men out there, or if you have a young man, or you know of a young man that you want to be a part of the program and you know they can benefit from the program, be sure to have them show up here at 1018 North 5th Street at 3 p.m. as well.
Okay. Now, for folks who are out and about, they're listening. They appreciate the work and the effort and the thoughtfulness of your organization. We want to support the Man Up Club. Tell us how we can get online and get to you.
Absolutely. Just simply go to our website. Our website is the, make sure you put the in front because sometimes people just go man up, but put themanupclub.org. That's our website, themanupclub.org. If you go there, you can find out everything about us. If you want to become a, if you want to do a, be a one-time donor, or you want to be a monthly donor or annual donor, you can do that. You just go there and fill it out, themanupclub.org.
Well, I just appreciate you spending some time with me. I know you had to run off stage after your address and grab the phone and talk to us. But, you know, I like to make sure that what I provide to the people who listen to this show is what is going on in our community in real time. And yes. I didn't want to wait until next week to talk to you and tell them. I wanted to tell them now so that if they are out and about, they can get over there to you. And also that they could know about it and share. We've got a lot of teachers. We've got a lot of educators. We've got a lot of therapists and counselors who listen to this show, principals and vice principals who listen to this program. And there's some young men at your school that will qualify for this. And so what I try to do is I try to make sure that we provide the information that, you know, sometimes may be for the people listening, but it may be for somebody that you know, somebody who could benefit from it. So if you are not going to volunteer and this does not fit into your wheelhouse, think of a young man in your circle, at your church, whose mother is at her wit's end. Because, baby, let me tell you something. These high school hormones, Jesus.
Yeah, we deal with it all.
So, you know, and I got he got a daddy in the house and we still struggling. And so I just can't imagine being a single parent without a man to help guide a young man. And so the fact that you are providing this is such a blessing and asset to this community. And I just can't thank you enough for following your passion, because with your education, your background, your expertise, you could be a vice president of such and such right now, and you wouldn't even have to be worried about our kids or our community. But you have turned your back on an opportunity to take over this corporate world and turned toward the children who need you the most and made a safe space and place for them. And I just know that it is up to us to make sure that you have the support that you need.
Well, I thank you so much for your support, and I definitely do not take that for granted or your platform. And I thank you so much for just lending us an opportunity to speak to your audience and to your people. And I mimic what you say. Absolutely. We're here to serve, and we love to have anyone to come along and lock arms with us in any capacity. We wholeheartedly welcome you. It takes all of us to really transform the community.
Yes, we have been talking to Corey Dean on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, the Man Up Club grand opening today at 1018 North 5th Street in Minneapolis. You guys get over there. If you can't make it today, themanupclub.org is where you need to go. We'll be right back. Anytime I see folks doing good in the community, I like to shine a spotlight on them, especially when they are helping young people. I just heard about this new organization, a new initiative, and I want to make sure you all know about it. The grand opening is today. One of the organizers just walked off stage and is kind enough to join us. This is called the Man Up Club, and I'm talking to Corey Dean from that organization. Thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Absolutely. It's such a pleasure to be here with you.
Now, talk to me about the Man Up Club, because, listen, you just opened. I don't know a lot about it, but when I saw the work that you're proposing to do on Facebook and what your goals are, some of the initiatives that you're going to put in place, I thought, I got to find out more, because this looks like an amazing undertaking. And I definitely want to use my platform to help you promote it and to be a part of it.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, there's a lot going on, and there's a major expansion, and you're absolutely right. Today is our grand opening. It's going on right now. We started at 11:30 this morning. It'll be open. Open houses until 2:30. And then if there's any young black males or young men of color between the ages of 13 and 24 who are looking for a mentor or a safe place to congregate and really just basically take them from being a boy to a man and just learn discipline and all sorts of lessons about life, this is the place to do it. And they can come here today at 3:00 and sign up to become new members of our new facility. And it's located at 1018 North 5th Street in the North Loop of Minneapolis. And so we're extremely excited about that.
Okay, now for folks who are hearing for the first time the Man Up Club, what is the Man Up Club and how did you get started?
So the Man Up Club is a mentor leadership organization for young black males between the ages of 13 and 24. We mentor in four distinct areas, which is life skills, social skills, academic discipline, and civic responsibility. And so we have three main goals within our organization, and that is to get them to graduate from high school, to stay out of the prison pipeline, and to get them to go on to college or to have a trade after high school. I started the Man Up Club in 2012 as an after-school program, and it just developed from there. We knew we had something special when we saw the suspension, in-school suspension rates go down and the mm-hmm. out-of-school suspension rates go down, and then we saw the graduation rate come up, and we saw all sorts of things between young black males and the administrative relationships get better and what have you. And so from there, we decided that we wanted to take it out of that particular school and we wanted to have it exposed to everybody. And so that's when we became nonprofit. So we started in 2012, became a nonprofit in 2015, 501c3. So now we're in a position where we partner with churches, we partner with schools, we partner with local businesses and other nonprofit organizations. And, you know, we have so many different programs that we offer. One of the programs in our new facility is we offer a culinary arts program for young men who want to learn how to cook or want to be a chef. We have a music production program where if they want to learn music production, if they want to learn songwriting, or if they want to know how to write and produce music, we can teach them that. We also have a health and wellness program with a full fitness center where they can come in and get trained on how to take care of themselves physically and mentally. We also have a meditation room for them. We do field trips. We have a program called Permission to Grieve, where if they've suffered a loss, and we know a lot of young men who, you know, who are grieving and, you know, they keep it inside and it comes out in other negative ways. And so we want to get ahead of that. And so once a month we offer that Permission to Grieve program. There are so many different programs that we offer these young men, because what we want to do is we want to build a holistic approach of developing them. And so we do the one-on-one as well as the group mentoring. We also do tutoring, and people can volunteer to come in and tutor and work with these young men and mentor these young men or donate. We also have a suit-up program where you can donate suits to these young men. We believe that every young man should have at least one suit in their closet. So just a multiplicity of programs that we offer here within the Man Up Club, and we're just trying to do our part to make sure that we are, you know, helping to reduce crime and violence and to give these young men a real opportunity at life and success.
I have not met anyone who has any children in this program, but I can just imagine that the parents are so grateful for your organization. What's been the feedback from parents whose children are a part of what you're doing?
They are ecstatic. You know, we get inundated with calls every day from parents who want their young men to become a part of the Man Up Club. And believe it or not, 80% of the young men who are members of our program are fatherless. And so we get a lot of single mothers who call, who want help, you know, with their sons. And you know, we take pride in being father figures to these young men. And so, you know, we have a young man who, and this is an interesting story, we have a young man who's been in our program for 7 years. His uncle was named Jamar Clark, who was murdered by the Minneapolis police. And when that young man was grieving from that tragic situation, his mother brought him to our program. He stood on the wall. He didn't want to be a part of it. And, of course, he was heartbroken and, you know, very stern and closed off. But we said some things that was in one of our sessions that caught his attention. And he ended up, and tears just started to roll down his face. And fast forward to today, 7 years later, the same young man is in this space today right now, and he's actually, we just brought him on and hired him, and he's going to be one of the lead facilitators of the Man Up Club. And so that's a story where, you know, we've had a young man be a part of our Start With Our program and come full circle. Full circle meaning that he came in our program, he went through the program, we've been able to hire him on as a part of the program to be a leader. And so the parents, you know, parents, they're calling all the time, and they're really happy about what we're doing.
All right. Now, you got to tell me, you have so many opportunities for people to volunteer. You've got the program with the suits. People can come in. I know you're specifically micro targeting young African-American boys. So what kind of volunteers are you looking for? Can white folks volunteer? Can white women? Can white men? How can the folks who listen to the Good Neighbor Station help? Because I want to make sure that, you know, people don't hear this and say, well, you know, it's not me. They don't want me. I'm a white guy. I'm a white woman. I'm retired. You know, I want to make sure that we, you know, check all the boxes, because I don't want anybody to have any excuse to say, you know, it is the holiday season. I've got extra time. I love what this program is all about. But you know what? It's not in my wheelhouse because they're only helping young black men.
Yeah. So let me be clear. Our target is young black males because of the issues and the situation and circumstances that they deal with from a disadvantaged standpoint, and that's what we've been called to, which is to serve those particular young men. However, who can help and be a part of that? Anybody who has a heart to see a young man successful. So it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what your gender is. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what your economic status is. Doesn't matter what your political affiliation or your religious affiliation. As long as you have a heart and you want to give and you want to uplift young men who are in poverty and who are struggling and who are disadvantaged, we would love to have your help. And as you mentioned, there are so many ways in which you can volunteer and be a part of what we're doing. And we would love to have you do that, a volunteer, you know, whether that's coming in and sharing a meal or helping cook or coming in and helping tutor or donating a suit or chaperoning on a field trip or wanting to take young men out on a field trip. So there are so many ways in which you can be a part of what we're doing. And you can also you can partner with us and be a giver or a monthly donor or what have you. We're open. All we want to do is just love on these young men and give them an opportunity to be successful. And we'd love to lock arms with the community and do it.
Okay, you've got the grand opening. It is today until 3 o'clock. Tell people where they can go so that they can connect with you, because a lot of our listeners are out. They're shopping for Small Business Saturday, and it is a beautiful day to get out and meet new friends and make new connections.
Absolutely. So we are located in North Loop of Minneapolis. The address is 1018 North 5th Street, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 554-11. That's our address, and you'll see the balloons and you'll see the young men's faces on the building. We want you to come on in. We're serving you a gourmet meal, and you can walk through and check out the space, talk to some of the young men, talk to some of the parents, see the programs that we're offering, talk to some of the instructors. Everyone's here, and it goes until, like you said, until 3 o'clock. But then also at 3 p.m., that's when we're going to have young men around the city who want to be a part of the program to come in and register. So if there's any young man out there, or if you have a young man, or you know of a young man that you want to be a part of the program and you know they can benefit from the program, be sure to have them show up here at 1018 North 5th Street at 3 p.m. as well.
Okay, now for folks who are out and about, they're listening, they appreciate the work and the effort and the thoughtfulness of your organization. We want to support the Man Up Club. Tell us how we can get online and get to you.
Absolutely. Just simply go to our website. Our website is the, make sure you put the in front because sometimes people just go man up, but put themanupclub.org. That's our website, themanupclub.org. If you go there, you can find out everything about us. If you want to become a, if you want to do a, be a one-time donor, or you want to be a monthly donor or annual donor, you can do that. You just go there and fill it out, themanupclub.org.
Well, I just appreciate you spending some time with me. I know you had to run off stage after your address and grab the phone and talk to us. But, you know, I like to make sure that what I provide to the people who listen to this show is what is going on in our community in real time. I didn't want to wait until next week to talk to you and tell them. I wanted to tell them now so that if they are out and about, they can get over there to you. And also that they could know about it and share. We've got a lot of teachers. We've got a lot of educators. We've got a lot of therapists and counselors who listen to this show, principals and vice principals who listen to this program. And there's some young men at your school that will qualify for this. And so what I try to do is I try to make sure that we provide the information that, you know, sometimes may be for the people listening, but it may be for somebody that you know, somebody who could benefit from it. So if you are not going to volunteer and this does not fit into your wheelhouse, think of a young man in your circle, at your church, whose mother is at her wit's end. Because, baby, let me tell you something. These high school hormones, Jesus.
Yeah, we deal with it all.
So, you know, and I got he got a daddy in the house and we still struggling. And so I just can't imagine being a single parent without a man to help guide a young man. And so the fact that you are providing this is such a blessing and asset to this community. And I just can't thank you enough for following your passion, because with your education, your background, your expertise, you could be a vice president of such and such right now, and you wouldn't even have to be worried about our kids or our community. But you have turned your back on an opportunity to take over this corporate world and turned toward the children who need you the most and made a safe space and place for them. And I just know that it is up to us to make sure that you have the support that you need.
Well, I thank you so much for your support, and I definitely do not take that for granted or your platform. And I thank you so much for just lending us an opportunity to speak to your audience and to your people. And I mimic what you say. Absolutely, we're here to serve, and we love to have anyone to come along and lock arms with us in any capacity. We wholeheartedly welcome you. It takes all of us to really transform the community.
Yes, we have been talking to Corey Dean on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, the Man Up Club grand opening today at 1018 North 5th Street in Minneapolis. You guys get over there. If you can't make it today, themanupclub.org is where you need to go. We'll be right back.